KNX News Time, 5:13.
Sunday marks the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina hitting New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. One of the reporters who covered the devastation that followed, Mary Foster of the Associated Press, who joins us now live from New Orleans.
And Mary, one of the incredible scenes that you covered, I remember 5 years ago, was what happened at the Superdome and the fact that everybody was just stunned that everybody had congregated there and there was no facilities for them.
Well, actually, they congregated there. It was at that time it was opened at as a shelter of last resort. I don't think they expected as many people as congregated there. And of course, as the flooding came, the crowd grew and grew and grew as they brought more people in. The facilities were just overwhelmed. The water pressure dropped. The bathrooms weren't of use anymore. There was no air conditioning. The roof came off. It was wet. It stunk. And it was incredibly hot. It was a very miserable situation.
Mary, so it's been 5 years. So is it all better? Is everybody happy now? I'm being facetious, but I mean, how is it? How are these people?
Well, I think people are happier. People are more optimistic. And the city certainly has improved. If you came and went to the CBD, if you went to the French Quarter, if you went uptown or to the park along the river, that sort of thing, you'd be hard-pressed to see signs of Katrina. But if you go to the periphery of the city, New Orleans East, the Ninth Ward, the Lower Ninth Ward, you can still see a lot of devastation there. A lot of people have not been able to come back in cases or have not been able to restore their homes and others.
Obviously, New Orleans is still below sea level, parts of it are, and is still in Hurricane Alley. What about the future? What about the possibilities this could ever happen again?
Well, we're told that the Corps of Engineers is making a lot of improvements in the levees. We're hopeful that's true, because the thing to remember about Katrina is the city would have withstood the hurricane just fine, and it would have been a bad hurricane, but just another hurricane. It was the levees breaking that actually did the damage and flooded 80% of the city. So that's the big question. Can they make the levees safe so that will not happen again?
Mary Foster, AP correspondent 5 years on from when she covered the devastation of what was the Ninth Ward and quite a bit of the rest of New Orleans.
KNX News, I'm 5:15.
Traffic, weather, money together on the 5.